For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was convicted of lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. He said he believes his testimony may have steered the Russia probe. Virginia Senator Mark Warner tells CNN's State of the Union that Papadopoulos lacks credibility.
From what I read about Papadopoulos is there was absolute evidence that the Russians had dirt and emails on Hillary Clinton. They offered it to Papadopoulos as a Trump campaign official. And this guy Papadopoulos, I've never met him, but he clearly is aspiring to be a player. And my understanding is he can't remember whether he turned that information over to other senior people in the Trump campaign. That's not very believable.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A New York subway station that was destroyed in the 9/11 attacks has reopened. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The last time a train pulled into the World Trade Center Cortlandt Street station was 17 years ago, just as the terrorist attacks were beginning. The new station cost $158 million to build, and it's reopened just 3 days before the city's going to commemorate the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Negotiations are underway for an exit package for CBS CEO Les Moonves as six more women accuse him of sexual assault in a New Yorker article. LA Times media reporter Mick James.
This is really the end of an era for CBS. Leslie Moonves has been its leader for at least the broadcast network since 1995. He's been instrumental in turning around CBS, which back in the 90s was really on the rope.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Australian media blast Serena Williams for her outburst at the U.S. Open. But USA Radio's Rick Vincent says others support her for her refusal to accept double standards.
Tennis players past and present have rallied behind Serena Williams after she claimed the sport was riddled with sexism following an extraordinary on-court tirade at an umpire during the U.S. Open women's final. The 23-time Grand Slam winner said she was fighting for the future rights of women players by publicly criticizing the chair umpire, Carlos Ramos, for what she interpreted as double standards. Williams was asked if the code violations called against her cost her the match.
It's hard to say because I always fight to the end and I always try to come back no matter what, but she was also playing really, really well.
The final was won by 20-year-old Naomi Osaka of Japan, her first major title. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The vice president is denying claims made in a New York Times op-ed piece. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
What I can say is it's a disgrace.
Mike Pence talking about the anonymous op-ed supposedly written by a Trump appointee and published last week by the New York Times. Pence goes on to tell CBS.
It seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
And while the op-ed claims there have been discussions about removing President Trump from office, Pence says he's never been involved in any and hasn't heard of any taking place within the administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.